Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
92.5 We have 48 degrees. It's 5:31. We are in for some sun today with windy highs right around 50, according to Scott Hetzko's forecast from 13th Wham ABC. Morning, I'm Steve Hausman. Here's what's trending bright and early here at WBEE. The votes are in, and it'll be Joe Morelli heading to Washington. The Iroquois Democrat has defeated Dr. Jim Maxwell in the race to take over the congressional seat held by the late Louise Slaughter.
Tonight's victory is not about me. It's about all of you. It's about every person who calls Monroe County home and the direction you wish to take our country.
Morelli pulled 58% of the vote yesterday. One race is still up in the air where Democrat Nate McMurray is demanding a recount in his battle with incumbent Chris Collins in the 27th district. McMurray, in fact, conceded late Tuesday night, but when things began to change early this morning, he said, "We will wait and see." In the race for the seat in the 24th congressional district, it was John Katko over Dana Balter. No major surprises in state assembly races, including wins for Joe Robach and Rich Funke. And Governor Cuomo will return for a third term as governor after a convincing win over Republican Mark Molinaro. That race, in fact, was called just a minute after the polls closed at 9 o'clock last night. Overall, almost 3 in 5 people in Monroe County who could did vote yesterday. That's 58%. Nationally, Democrats have taken over control of the House. It gives them the power to help shape the nation's political agenda for the next 2 years, as 90 women won their races yesterday. The House had been controlled by Republicans since 2010. They did retain control of the Senate. This is big in Florida. Voters decided to overturn a law that keeps felons in that state from voting. Most felons who have completed their sentences now will be able to vote again. The amendment does not include those convicted of sex offenses and murder. So with the midterms in the books, we can look ahead. And we are now just over 2 weeks away from Turkey Day. We now have Thanksgiving dinner in a can. A Pringles can, that is. Pringles is out with 3 Thanksgiving dinner flavors. There's turkey, stuffing, and pumpkin pie flavored Pringles available now. These Thanksgiving dinner Pringles are available just for a limited time, though. All right, Sports of the Bee, the opening for Jim Boeheim and his Orange, an easy win over Eastern Washington, 66-34. Amherst and Sabres are off last night. The Bills will be on the practice field today, and that includes Josh Allen, who, according to the coach, is getting closer to returning from his elbow injury. Sean McDermott has been watching him throw.
Thought he had a good day, threw about 100 balls, which in the course of a practice is about, you know, average workload for a normal practice. So, you know, he has progressed well with our medical staff.
The coach would not say whether he'll be ready for the game this Sunday with the Jets, a team that has quarterback issues of their own. Their rookie Sam Darnold was intercepted 4 times in their loss last Sunday to the Dolphins. They've lost 3 in a row. The Bills have dropped their last 4. This ought to be a great game on Sunday. All right, we'll have your forecast from 13 Wham ABC with Scott Hetzko next here at the B.
Looking to sell your car? Auto Outlets USA is ready to buy your vehicle on the spot today, offering you the newest and simplest way to sell your car, truck, or SUV. Stop by any of our 4 convenient locations to get top dollar for your vehicle in Canandaigua, Spencerport, Webster, and Wolcott. We'll buy any year, make, or model. If it has wheels, we'll buy it. Get a free, fast 15-minute appraisal. We'll give you a real offer, not an estimate. Get a check on the spot. Our simple process makes it fast and easy. Plus, our offer is good for 5 days or 500 miles. It's that simple. We'll love to buy your car, even if you don't buy from us. Looking to upgrade? At Auto Outlets USA, we have over 500 premium vehicles, all at outlet prices. With our exclusive bottom line pricing, get our lowest price right up front with no hassle. We'll even deliver your vehicle for free within 100 miles. Buy it simple, sell it simple at Auto Outlets USA. Visit a location near you in Canandaigua, Spencerport, Webster, and Wolcott, or shop online 24/7 at AutoOutletsUSA.com. Dealer for complete details.
Rochester weather. Hey, good Wednesday morning, everybody. We're going to have another windy day. Should not cause the problems yesterday's wind did, but still gusty near 30. Partly sunny sky. There may be some lake showers, especially western Monroe County and areas west toward Buffalo. That'll be off Lake Erie for today. Again, winds west-southwest 15 to 30. From the 13 WAM Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Scott Hetzko on 92.5 WBEE.
We have 48 degrees here at our High Falls studios. It is 5:36, and you are up to date at 92.5 WBEE.